must be regulated to make the mind still and quiet and allow inner peace to shine through.
We gain control over the mind's turbulence by persevering in our yoga practice and through not allowing our minds to attach to objects of desire.
To reach any permanent control of thought waves, we must continually practice steadying the mind. This practice becomes firmly grounded and established when we engage in it seriously and diligently over a long and uninterrupted period of time.
Non-attachment is when we can completely let go and free ourselves from the desire for things we have seen or heard of, whether worldly or spiritual.
When we discover and love our true self, our real essence or spirit, and find such peace and bliss that we no longer have any worldly desires, we've reached the highest level of non-attachment. At this point, we feel love for every living thing. It is not that the qualities of the outer world have disappeared, but they have simply lost their powers of attraction. 3. The 8 limbs of yoga practice.
When we regularly practice the 8 limbs of yoga, our impurities dwindle away, and there dawns the light of wisdom, leading to intuitive understanding.
The 8 limbs of yoga are yama, self-restraint, niyama, personal observance, asana, postures, pranayama, breath control, pratyahara, withdrawing our minds from sense objects, dharana, concentration, dhyana, meditation, samadhi, contemplation and absorption in the self.
4. Yama and Niyama.
Yama, or self-restraint, consists of non-violence, honesty, not stealing, sexual moderation, and not being greedy.
The rules of Yama are basic rules of conduct. They should be practiced regularly without concern for the time, place, or circumstance.
The niyamas, or personal observances, consist of purity, contentment, discipline, the study of spiritual books, and devotion to our personal God.
When we are disturbed by negative thoughts, we must cultivate positive ones to counteract them, developing an ability to control the negative.
When we think or act in a negative way, we have to understand that these actions or thoughts come from our own impatience, greed, or anger. And the consequences of these actions and thoughts bring pain to ourselves and others and are based on ignorance. Therefore, it is important for us to cultivate positive thoughts and actions.
When we're in the presence of someone who is established in non-violence, they radiate a feeling of calm and serenity.
The actions of someone who really respects the truth would be both powerful and perfectly effective.
When we are completely free from stealing and greed and contented with what we have, then through that serenity, wealth can come.
The more sexually moderate we are, the more vitality we have.
When we can persevere on the path neither to desire, acquire, nor accept worldly things that we do not really need, we gain a deep understanding of the meaning of life.
Purity protects our own body and brings us into non-physical relationships with others.
First, we need to understand and listen to our body's inherent wisdom, and then our hearts can become pure as well. We become more cheerful, have better concentration, more control over our senses, and are more able to realize ourself.
As a result of our contentment, we gain supreme happiness.
When we get rid of our impurities, a disciplined life brings perfection and mastery over our body and senses.
By studying spiritual writings, we're able to commune with our personal God.
As a result of our devotion to God, we reach samadhi. By dedicating the results of our work to God, and by always working with right means towards right ends, working to the best of our knowledge and ability at any particular moment, we may gradually achieve wisdom and non-attachment.
5. Asanas, pranayama, and pratyahara.
The asanas or postures must be steady and comfortable.
We are able to sit comfortably by meditating on the infinite, thereby lessening our natural tendency to become restless.
If you make your posture firm and comfortable, then you are no longer affected by life's dualities.